Ezechiel. Chapter 41. Afterward he brought me to the temple, and measured the posts, 6 cubits wide on the one side, and 6 cubits wide on the other side, which was the width of the tabernacle. And the width of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side, and 5 cubits on the other side, and he measured its length, 40 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits. Then went he inside, and measured the post of the door, 2 cubits, and the door, 6 cubits, and the width of the door, 7 cubits. So he measured its length, 20 cubits, and its width, 20 cubits, beyond the temple, and he said unto me, This is the most holy place. After he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the width of every side chamber, 4 cubits, round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3 stories, one over another, and 30 in each story, and they entered into the wall which was of the house for the side chambers round about, that they might have support, but they were not supported by the wall of the house. And the side chambers became wider as they ascended from story to story, corresponding to the enlargement of the offset from story to story round about the house. On the side of the house a stairway led upward, and thus one went up from the lowest story to the top story through the middle story. I saw also an elevation of the house round about. The foundations of the side chambers were a full rod of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chamber on the outside, was 5 cubits, and that which was left was the place of the side chambers that were inside. And between the chambers was a width of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. And the doors of the side chambers were toward the place that was left, one door toward the north, and another door toward the south, and the width of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. Now the building that was facing the separate courtyard at the end toward the west was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and its length 90 cubits. So he measured the house, 100 cubits long, and the separate courtyard, and the building, with its walls, 100 cubits long. Also the width of the face of the house, and of the separate courtyard toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building opposite the separate courtyard which was behind it, and its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits. With the inner temple, and the porches of the court, the door posts, and the narrow windows, and the galleries round about on their 3 stories, opposite the door, paneled with wood round about, from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered, to that above the door, even unto the inner house, and outside, and by all the wall round about, within and without, by measure. And it was made with cherubim and palm trees, so that a palm tree was between a cherub and a cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces. So that the face of a man was toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side, it was made through all the house round about. From the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. The posts of the temple were square, and also the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of the one like the appearance of the other. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits, and its corners, and its length, and its walls, were of wood, and he said unto me, This is the table that is before the Lord. And the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. And the doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 swinging leaves, 2 leaves for the one door, and 2 leaves for the other door. And there were carved on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, as were carved upon the walls, and there were thick planks upon the face of the porch outside. And there were narrow windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch, and upon the side chambers of the house, and thick planks,